Blog Talk Radio.
Kevin Gray, friend.
Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything. You're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King. Amazing God of everything. Amazing God, amazing King. He's an amazing man.
This is my testimony when you said this.
Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have you near,
sing it.
Now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace, no peace, no peace. But I'm so glad
that I'm so glad
that I found you.
That I found.
God, amazing, amazing everything.
Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing God, amazing King. Oh, you're an amazing everything.
Bless the Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude. Father, we come confessing every sin of omission and commission and thanking you for one more day to serve you, one more day to pray, one more day to give, one more day to live. One more day, Father God, we say thank you for it. And Father, if it was not for you, it would not be. But we thank you that you are on our side, Father God. It is in you we live, we move, and we have our being. So, Father God, as we embrace the gifts and the new mercies in this day, Father God, we rejoice with a spirit of thanksgiving and an attitude of gratitude, Father God. Father, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up and devised to come against us and our destiny and our future and our families and everything and every Father and everybody that you have given unto us, Father God, to be a steward, to enjoy, Father God, to love on one another, to care for one another, to pray for one another. And so, Father God, we pray. And we thank you for your protection, Father God, and your blessings over our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, as we come on this morning, we want to be mindful of the families that are suffering all around the world. Father God, just in a bad situation, Father, without food, without housing, without utilities, Father God, sick in their bodies, grieved in their hearts. Father God, fearful, Father God, being taken advantage of, Father God, all type of abuse, Father God. We pray for these people everywhere, but especially, Father God, we pray for those who do not know you and the pardoning of their sins. Father God, we pray that this day they will respond to the gospel message, Father God, and say yes to your will and say yes to your way. And so we bless you. Thank you for the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, for your blessings upon this ministry as we continue to move forward, as we continue to move forward, Father God, in faith, in faith. Thank you. Bless our services today, Father, wherein you and you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified, and Satan is horrified, Father, because he can't stop us. He can't refuse to be stopped. We refuse to be stopped, Father, because greater is he that lives in us and he that lives in the world. So we say thank you. We embrace this day. We thank you for this day. Now we give the day back to you. So unfold it according to your will, being done on earth as it is in heaven. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. The kingdom, the power, and the glory. Both now and forever, 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 and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome back to the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ as the Lord, as we are rejoicing in this brand new day. Amen, that the Lord has made. Amen. TGIF, today God is first. And we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Amen. We want to greet all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for calling in on this morning. Amen. Please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep coming back as we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And we just celebrated our 10th anniversary in the month of December. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. We pray that everyone's excited today. Amen. Why? Because God's hand is in it. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great and greatly to be praised, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. So, hey, we are really, 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 amen. Look, in respect, we pray, amen, with President Biden. Amen. We thank God for our new leader. Amen. And the 500,000 souls and still counting is a lot of people. That's a lot of people, beloved, and for this COVID-19, just in the United States. That's not worldwide. Just in the United States, that's a lot of people. Amen. I think about 1,000 souls, and then I say 1,000 souls 500 times. Saints, that's a whole lot of people. Amen. And so we are still praying for the families. A lot of families have been left devastated, bewildered, hurt. Glory be to God. Beloved, we're still here. So the devil want to get you depressed and suppressed and up. Look, we're still here. We're still standing. Amen. Hallelujah. And so that means that God has something for us to do. Amen. And we say, thank you, Lord. Amen. That we will go, we will say, we will do. Amen. All right. Amen. We're still in the month of February. Amen. Glory be to God. And just thanking God for history still in the making. History still in the making. Amen. It's been a beautiful month. Amen. Been a beautiful week. Amen. Everything is really, really beautiful. It depends on what perspective you're looking at it. It depends on your perspective. It also depends on your point of reference. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen and amen. All right, saints, amen. We're going to get into the word on this morning. My. All right. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce this young lady here because This is my first time. She did serve as our mistress of ceremony, I think last Good Friday service. Days are going so fast. It was even last Good Friday or the one before that. Amen. But I don't believe she has ever come to us in this form and fashion. And I thank God that she didn't, you know, try to wiggle her way out of it or renege. She could have just said no. Amen. And that would have been respectable. That would have been respectable because I've had a couple of people that did say, no, not right now, Pastor Bradford. So, you know, we respect that. Amen. But she did say yes. Amen. So we want to thank God for her. Amen. She's a very, very, very sweet young lady. Matter of fact, when I think about our sister here, I consider her to be a classy woman. She's a classy woman. Amen. I have observed her in the time that I have known her. I noticed that she is hungry and thirsty after righteousness. She has a very, very deep and keen insight, too. No, you can't trick this lady here. No, she sees you. She might not say no. She might be quick, slow to talk on it if she talk on it at all. But she see you because she has deep insight. Amen. She's very observant. Amen. She is a listener. She got you the first time. Amen. She heard you. Amen. And not only is she a listener, she's a doer. Amen. She's very caring. She has a high discernment level. She is a prayer warrior, indeed. Amen. She is a mother. Glory be to God. Very, very intelligent. Very, very intelligent. Amen. Very spiritual. She is a generous giver. Amen. Her inner ears, amen, her spiritual ears and her heart are open. Well, let me put it this way. Her ears, her eyes, and her heart are open. Glory be. And she is very receptive to God's word. Amen. She is a kingdom worker. She is a God lover. Amen. She's a partner here with us at the LifeWord Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And a friend in ministry. Amen. And my friend. Amen. And I thank God for her. Amen. I'm talking about none other than our minister, Priscilla. Amen. Priscilla Woods. Amen. Glory be to God. It is she who is coming to us this morning. Amen. Beloved, to share with us what the Lord has shared with her. Amen. And we are excited about it. Amen. So at this time, without any further ado, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others, amen, our sister Priscilla Woods, that we might receive her for her grace and for her abilities. Amen, amen, and amen. Sister Priscilla, are you there?
I'm here, Reverend Bradford.
I forgot something. I forgot when in your introduction that you are a grateful soul. How could I forget that one?
Absolutely. God bless you. This is the grateful servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so Amen. Much for that introduction, Pastor Bradford. And I hope you have it written because that will be my introduction for my book. It's coming. It's coming. Definitely. It is coming.
Amen. Amen.
I'm giving God praise and thanks for it. So good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Pastor Bradford, Reverend Dr. Alfreda Bradford, and my brothers and sisters in Christ Universal. I consider it a privilege to serve this morning. It is truly a joy. In this extended season of certain uncertainty, I invite you to explore with me from a thought the inevitability of change and the unchangeable. Thank you. Father God, in the holy and righteous name of Jesus, I just thank you. I'm just so grateful to you, Lord God, and I thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord God, that you have chosen that I should have breath this morning when there are so many who do not. Father God, I thank you that you have provided all that I need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you. And Father God, I just thank you for this opportunity, Father God, to lift you up and to say what thus saith the Lord from my understanding, Lord God. So, Father God, I ask that you will just move Priscilla out of the way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, that you will forgive me. You will wash me afresh right now, Lord God, that you will forgive all of my sins, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, those that were intentional and those, Father God, that just happened because it's the natural person, me. Father God, without even thinking about it. Wash me, cleanse me, Lord God. Forgive me for all of those sins, Lord God. Oh, Father God, that the word and that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart may be acceptable to you, my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone will change. Oh, no one stays the same. The young become the old, and mysteries do unfold. 'Cause that's the way of time. Oh, nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Winter turns to spring, a wounded heart will heal. But never much too soon, yes, everything must change, everything must change, nothing stays the same.
As Black History Month draws to a close, I want to speak for a moment on the subject of change through the lens of captivity and bondage. Exodus 1:8 tells us, then a new king who did not know about Joseph came into power in Egypt. The scripture goes on to say, this new Pharaoh observed how numerous the Israelites were and feared they would join with the enemy when they come up against Egypt, and that because of their numbers, they would surely assist in a defeat. So Pharaoh set slave masters over the people of Israel, who then remained in bondage in Egypt for 430 years, for generations. The Israelites cried out to the Lord, and because of the Lord's covenant with Abraham, he had mercy on them and sent Moses to tell Pharaoh to let his people go. We know the story. God had to send 10 plagues, including the killing of Egypt's firstborn before Pharaoh. Following a two-year encampment at Horeb, Mount Sinai, where they made an idol, received the laws, crafted the tabernacle, and established the priesthood, God let those people wander in the wilderness for another 38 years. This trip that should have taken the Israelites 11 days took a total of 40 years, the time allowed for the death of a whole generation who thought they were better off when they were slaves in Egypt than they were as free and journeying to the land the Lord had prepared for them. The wandering was also disciplinary for their murmuring and complaining and lack of faith in what God had promised to them. These, God's covenant people, who had even heard the voice of God, had been delivered from slavery, but were still in bondage. Although there are documented facts that African slave trading occurred as early as 1440 and suggest that even Christopher Columbus participated in the enterprise, according to American history records, the first slave ships from West Africa arrived on the shores of the New World in 619. This was the start of over 180 years of transatlantic slave trading that captured and transported and enslaved over 12 million Africans. These were the strongest of the captures. After, another 2 million who could not endure the trip or who were sick or diseased were thrown overboard. The captors, traders, who were paid by insurance companies for this lost cargo were predominantly from England, Portugal, and Spain. They also sold millions of their African cargo to buyers in Brazil and the Caribbean. The slaves who were brought to the New World were taken to the southern colonies and became the economic engines there, producing tobacco, cotton, and sugar for the world. The traffickers of slaves continued, trafficking of slaves continued until 1807 when the practice was outlawed. The brutal and inhumane practice of enslavement of Africans continued in the New World colonies for 244 years. During that time, there were many attempts by the Africans to run away from the plantations, and many, including Frederick Douglass, were successful. There was also a growing movement to abolish slavery. One such abolitionist was a young Maryland slave, Harriet Tubman, called Moses, who believed she received divine instruction from God to liberate her people. Tubman escaped to freedom in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1849. Over a 10-year period, she traveled back many times to liberate members of her own family and then others, and went on to become a leading abolitionist and most famous conductor of the Underground Railroad, making 19 trips from the South to the North, guiding over 300 people to freedom. Some of those that Harriet, who was called Moses, attempted to lead to freedom were resistant and had to be forced to leave. They were fearful of capture and of the unknown, and were willing to stay in bondage under the familiar brutal hand of the master rather than accept their deliverance. Even after the Emancipation Proclamation of 1863 that ended the Civil War, and the slaves were also forced to fight for the Confederates in that Civil War. And the 13th Amendment's about abolition of slavery in 1865, there were those slaves who chose to remain on the plantations with their masters. The prospect and fear of change was overwhelming and paralyzing. They were free, but still bondage. When we consider the 2020 dark cloud of the pandemic, the exposure of widespread health disparities and inequities, the murders of our people by police, the protest cries for justice, the abuse of power and blatant expressions of white supremacy and white nationalism that we have experienced, a political campaign and election like never seen before. We look at the rise of the politicking from the pulpits by zealous denominational leaders, and we acknowledge the loss last year of our great civil and voter rights leaders, John Lewis and C.T. Vivian, who transitioned within days of each other. And when we just look at all that occurred and that we had to adjust to, and before we could get a grip on one thing, another thing was happening, and it just kept on. We began to cautiously our conditions, our readiness, and the state of our communities, to track change. We looked at the 2020 report on the state of Black America and how we're doing, what we're doing with the billions of spending power that we have, where we're spending, and it's just shocking. We were looking as we were trying to track a process, this process for change, and what a new normal could look like. It was enlightening, eye opening. When we just review and reassess where we were, kind of at the end of 2020, and just when we thought we were moving forward towards the hope of a dawning of a new day in our country, we were shocked to witness the assault on our seat of democracy. We are further shocked and dismayed when we hear of death every day. Every day, we hear of death in our communities. We hear, we see death all around us, and it can be disconcerting. And when we see the number of COVID-19 related deaths in the United States that has reached over 500,000, and we can't avoid witnessing the proliferation of the heinous violence one towards another and the firearm related murders in our communities. This is an incredible time of change that it's hard to get a grip on. The warp speed level of change that we are all experiencing, even within our own homes and families, can, as Marvin Gaye would say, make you want to holler, throw up both your hands. And in the natural, we could become overwhelmed, paralyzed with fear if we have not been delivered from our own forms of bondage, our idolatry, our old ways and habits, all those ways that we have been stuck in, that unforgiveness, the unkindness, the selfishness, in general, of the eye, the lust of the ears and the pride of life. Oh, those forms of bondage. Some of us caved when we couldn't go to the mall and when we couldn't go out to dinner and so some have become overwhelmed and paralyzed with fear. And we all can, if we haven't taken full advantage of all that we had been taught, all of the seeds that had been planted into us, all of the word of God that had been instilled in us. We could, too, be overwhelmed and paralyzed with fear if we had not been delivered by the word and by the testimony. Hallelujah. By the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. However, when we who have been grafted to the same covenant given to Abraham and whose ancestors arrived on the transatlantic slave ship and went on to do great and mighty things in this place called America, we have only to open up the word of our Lord Jesus Christ found in Matthew 24, 4 through 13, and of the Apostle Paul found in 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 17, Maybe I should just go ahead and read what God's word has said to. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Matthew 24:4 says, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places, and these are the beginning of sorrows." "And then they shall deliver you to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved." And Brother Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:1-7, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those who are good, without natural affection, traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away." Thank you, God. Thank you, Father God. And then in 1 Thessalonians, in 1 Thessalonians, Paul told us, starting in chapter 4 through chapter 5, verse 6, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangels, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and shall and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write to you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with a child." So when we know these, when we know from God's word what our Lord Jesus Christ is telling us in Matthew 24, and what the Apostle Paul is telling us in 2 Timothy 3 and in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 5, we know what time it is. That we are seeing in the natural, that what we see in the natural is only the beginning of the devastation that is yet to come before the coming of Christ. And to trust with confidence that while change is inevitable, God changes not. The promises of God are unchangeable. Joshua 1:9 says that he is with us. Isaiah 41:10 tells us to fear not. James 1:5 tells us that if we lack wisdom, we can ask God. 1 John 1:9 said that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The purposes of God are unchangeable. Ephesians 1:4 says we are chosen before the foundation of the earth to be holy. Romans 1:1 says we are called to be apostles, separated unto the gospel of Christ. Romans 1:6 says we are the called of Christ. Romans 1:7 says we are called to be saints of God. God is consistent and unchanging. God is always there. The provisions of God are unchangeable. James 1:17 says every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light. Proverbs 10 tells us that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. Philippians 4:19 tells us that but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The same God who heard David and Daniel and Peter and Paul hears us. God's personality even is unchangeable. Hebrews 13 says that Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same power as when he walked among us. Jesus never had a bad day. The prophecies are unchangeable. It's as simple as this. If you reject God, you will die. That's what we saw in Genesis 2:17. So we have, my brothers and sisters in Christ, hallelujah, we have heard God's word. We have studied and taken copious notes, as Pastor Bradford always says, that we may review and reference and for reflection. We talk to God on a regular, and we have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are empowered and guided by the Holy Spirit. We pray with and for each other. We are here to declare the sovereignty of our Lord Jesus Christ and to look with joy to his coming. And to know that in all the change and chaos, we have a changeless God. Thank you, Pastor Bradford, for allowing me to speak this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Well, I elect you as chairman of the board. I think I'm going to elect you as chairman of the board. Amen. Glory be to God. Brother Paul was able to stand before Augustus Caesar. Amen. To persuade him of the gospel. Everybody couldn't do that. Amen. But Brother Paul was anointed to stand before the king and dignitaries to present the gospel in a different way.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. For the hollering and the screaming, but sometimes we need a sophisticated, intelligent way to present the gospel before dignitaries. I elect you as the CEO. Glory be to God. The inevitability of change and the unchangeable. Beloved, amen. What a powerful classic sermon here today. Amen. Delivered from slavery, still in bondage, unwilling to accept deliverance, because of being overwhelmed and paralyzed with fear. Well, glory be to God. Oh, my God. Okay, but she summed it all up. Glory be to God. She gave us an awesome opening. Glory be to God. Everything was there. All the ingredients was there. All the ingredients. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, we have to use your sermon, amen, to help some people. Amen. She sums it up, amen, by saying, God does not change, beloved. God doesn't change. Glory be to God. She said, the promises of God are unchangeable. The purposes of God are unchangeable. The provisions of God are unchangeable. The prophecies of God are unchangeable. Everything must change. And came singing too. Woo, everything must change. But we have an unchangeable God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God bless the Holy Ghost in you, my sister. Amen. God bless, amen, the Holy Ghost in you. Amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Amen. Glory be to God. Classic message. Classic message. Amen. I'm looking at a picture on my wall I have. I love pictures in my bedroom right now where I am. And I have a gold frame around this particular picture. I think it's worth a couple of dollars. My father left this picture to me. I have to get it evaluated. But we put a gold frame around this message this morning, and we want to give God the praise. God bless you. My God, my God, my God. Amen, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. The inevitability of change, everything must change. But we have an unchangeable God. My God, that we can put our faith in that. We can put our this is what it's all about, beloved. We can make it through the day. Hallelujah. We can make it through another day because the God that we serve is an unchangeable God. My God, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Priscilla. I'm telling you, we have so many gifts and talents in this ministry, my God, and we want to thank God for just revealing it. And wow. Oh my God. I'm just smiling like mother hen, because I see what the Lord has given us a glimpse of what our future look like. Amen. And to give others opportunities. Amen. And expand the kingdom even the more. All right. Bless God. So now we know it is a lot going on. You have an ongoing work over there in the community in which you work and some other things going on in your life. So take a minute and share with our listening audience, Minister Priscilla, anything that you desire to share with us on today.
First of all, I just thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Bradford, and Saints, thank you for this opportunity and for all of your support. Sometimes I'm on the prayer line, and I do not bring a petition before God, but I'm there with my petition in my heart that He has already heard, I'm just grateful that prayers are being answered. The one thing that I do want to say is if there are our elders who are seeking housing, we're in renovation and rehabilitation mode over at Yorktown Arms Apartments, but we are still accepting applications. Yorktown Arms Apartments is located at 1300 West Jefferson Street in the city of Philadelphia, and it's location. It's right station, right at Broad Street, and we are not only focusing on Yorktown Arms Apartments, but in keeping affordable housing alive here in North Central Philadelphia, because we see what could be perceived as the Goliaths all around us. But if we took on, like the Israelites, the attitude of grasshoppers, then it would be all over. But we're just struggling to ensure that that happens and keeping that in prayer. So the phone number for Yorktown Arms Apartments is 215-765-2600. And you can call and request an application or just stop over, take a look, and pick up one. That's my commercial.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Give them the telephone number one more time.
215-765-2600. And it's Yorktown Arms Apartments. And it's right here, a part of the Yorktown community, located at 1300 West Jefferson Street, Philadelphia, 19122.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Looking forward to your book, as you said in the beginning. We know it's coming. We know it's coming. Amen. Glory be to God. And whatever we need to do to assure you, to assure, amen, to support you in that. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. You've been listening to our minister, Priscilla Woods. Glory be to God, out of Philadelphia. The inevitability of change and the unchangeable. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you, that was just relieving. It was just a breathtaking, a breathtaking message. Amen. It was you were able to exhale with that particular message. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. We see how God is using all of us in our own unique. He gives us our own personalities, in our own history, you know, all of that, amen. And we come across in our own different unique ways of expression, everybody hitting it from a different angle, amen, with the focus, Jesus Christ is the focus, and the will of God is being done, amen. And so we thank God for you, my sister, amen. And all y'all better stay close. All of y'all better stay close. I'm telling you, we're going to be using you more and more and more. And we want to thank God for opportunity. Somebody said to me that you give people a lot of opportunity. Yeah, I give people opportunity. You want to know why? Because somebody gave me one. Because somebody gave me one. Amen. All I need to hear is a word from God. All I need to hear is for God to tell me, amen, you the one. And I'm coming at you. I'm coming at you. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. Thank you again.
Thank you, Pastor. I just want to say one more thing on this
matter.
Sure. When you gave me the assignment. When you gave me the assignment, the first thing that came to my mind was, I just need to talk about prayer. I need to talk about prayer. I need to talk about the warriors. I need to talk about when women pray, and how different it is. And I was at one point going through some of my folders and I put every single thing, these are my notes and different, those copious notes that I do take as well. I was going through folders and I put everything away. I put everything in the bag. And when I went back in my prayer room, there was this piece of paper on the floor that said, I kid you not, it was on the floor that said changes, and then it said unchangeable.
Mm.
It was like, okay, Lord, I got it.
Amen. Amen.
And,
isn't that beautiful?
It had a few scriptures on it. This is a few weeks ago. It had a few scriptures on it. And it was like, okay, all right, I got it. You know, women, prayer, and the warriors, the women wailing at the wall is so
something that is a whole nother subject. So I just praise God that he took charge of the situation and just put that little note down on the floor. I did not even recall looking at that particular piece, those notes, but they were just laying there on the floor when I went back in that room. And I had no idea. So thank you, Pastor Bradford.
Amen.
Amen.
You're welcome. It's so awesome when we acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways. He directs our paths, and he has very unique ways of communicating to us. And in my introduction of you, this is what I meant about you being very discerning. Amen. You were able to, you know, take those couple words on that paper and know that God was speaking to you. Amen. And you responded. Amen. And so we want to thank God for your sensitivity to the Spirit. And not only that, the timing is good, because with this being Black History Month and us winding down, I mean, it was just really, really, you know, just right on time, right on time. Amen. Everything that the Lord does is right on time. And we just have to be in sync with him. Amen. So God bless you, sister. Amen. And we'll be calling on you again. Amen. You have another assignment. Don't worry about it. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. For Sister Priscilla Woods. Amen. Glory be to God. She's a strong woman of God. Amen. She's a strong woman. Amen. I don't know this because she has not shared this with me, but I know in the spirit that she has been through a whole lot. She's been through a whole lot of heavy stuff. She's been through a whole lot of some stuff very, very devastating. I know that in my spirit. She don't have to tell me. Amen. But she's still standing. Amen. She's still standing. Amen. And leading the way. So God bless you. Chairman of the board. Amen. Chairman of the board. Amen. And we bless the name of the Lord for you and for you. Amen. God bless you. All right, saints, amen. Today we will be at the altar prayer, amen, at 12 o'clock. And what's today? Okay, 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock, okay? So please come and join us, amen, at the altar prayer. If you have a prayer request, prayer petitions, if you want to touch and agree, glory be to God, come on and meet us there. Also, tomorrow night is Friday night, amen. Our Friday night, we'll be at the Friday night altar at 10 p.m. 10 p.m., glory be to God. We meet every other Friday, amen. And the first Saturday in the new month, we will resume our spiritual warfare training, amen. So we're looking forward to all of this and that. All right, had a little technical difficulties on yesterday, but please remember that Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, amen, we are on all the internet TVs, Google TV, Roku TV, Amazon TV, Android TV, glory be to God, and you don't have to download anything, amen, just from your phone, you can just click the button, amen, the link will take you right there. Now, if you have a smart TV, you go to ICN Network, ICN Impact Network, and we're right there in the channel lineup, amen? The same way you would go to the Word Channel or TBN or ABC, and you get the schedule of the programs that's showing for that day. You will get our schedule. We're on two times a day at 7 a.m. and 8 p.m., Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, amen? And so we bless the Lord. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. We're in the process of updating that with all of the new current events. Amen. Lifewordjesus.org, and find out more about our ministry. And we thank God for you, for you, for you, and for you too. Amen. Glory be to God. And I wish I had that song in cue, but I know one thing. Next time I'm going to have it. Everything must change. Amen. Everything must change. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. All right, saints, that's it. If you're a first-time visitor to our ministry, oh, we thank God for you. Please come back. We pray you enjoyed the services. Communicate with us. Amen. Go to our website. You can communicate there. We have an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Our telephone number is there. Our mailing address is there. Everything is there on our website. at lifewordjesus.org. We want to hear, it makes us so happy when we hear, amen, from our visitors. Amen. We received the email, I believe on yesterday, someone requesting a prayer. Amen. And so we just want to thank God. Amen. And so what I do, amen, is I'll call them back personally, and I'll call them back personally and pray with them. Amen. And so we bless the name of the Lord. All right. That's it, saints. Amen. That's it for the day. Amen. What a beautiful morning. What a beautiful morning. Amen. Glory be to God. What a beautiful morning. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for our priesthood. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Saints, I'm being led to say this. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't get jealous. Amen. And don't feel nothing in your heart when we, exalt and promote our brothers and sisters. Amen. Glory be to God. Everybody gets a time, a turn. And I'm this type of person. Y'all should know me by now. Amen. I'm the type of person, when I see you, I look for the good in you. I'm not looking for nothing else. When I come, I can introduce you like this, glory be to God, because I'm looking for the good in you. And that's the only thing I'm talking about. Glory be to God. And the same way I see the good in Sister Priscilla, I see the good in you. And anything else I see, I'm not going to talk about. I'm not going to speak on. We're going to pray on. Amen. And another thing, and I try to speak truth. I don't make up something. I'm not going to make up something because I think I got something to say. If it ain't there, if I don't see it, I ain't going to say it. All right? So let us honor one another. We are all special. We are all an original. We all have gifts. We all have talents. We all have contributions. Amen. We just have to, not be overwhelmed and paralyzed with that fear. Amen. That keeps us in bondage even though we're delivered from slavery. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to listen to your message again, Sister Priscilla. That's exactly what I'm going to do. All right. Everybody have a good, good, good day. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. Amen. And if you're a visitor, please go come on back. Amen. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we say thank you. And call Yorktown in. It's a very safe environment. It was a very safe environment. Call Yorktown in and get some information, amen, for yourself, for your parents, for friends, amen. Check it out. Let's check it out. You're not going to know until you check it out for yourself. I'm saying Yorktown in, Yorktown Arms, amen, 215-765-2600. Father, we say thank you for the word of God. It says, come forth today in the spirit of excellence. Father God, we say thank you, Father God, that the word has come forth from a different mindset, from a different angle, Father God. We want to say thank you, Father, that the word is for everybody. The word is for everybody, Father. Our audience is not the same. Our audience is not the same, Father God. Sister Priscilla brought the message this morning, Father God, from a different angle, Father, that a different audience, Father God, may listen to her message that they may not listen to mine. But your word, nevertheless, Father God, your word never ever returns into you void, and it will always accomplish everything that you've sent it forth to do. So we thank you for her. And we thank you for everyone in this ministry. We thank you for the ministry, and we thank you for this day. Now, Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. And we say thank you. Meet us at the altar of prayer. Anoint the prayer warriors as they come. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. And we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Every spirit of retaliation is bound. Thank you, Father, for being unchangeable. The same God, yesterday, today, and forever. Not until him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior. Be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, 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 forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen.
Kevin, great friends. Amazing God, amazing King, amazing everything, amazing God, amazing King, you're an amazing, amazing everything. Amazing God, amazing King, amazing God of everything, amazing God, amazing King, he's an amazing everything. This is my testimony when you said this. Where would I be without you? I would probably be in a grave. With all the mistakes that I made, listen, my life would be controlled by fear. Lord, if I didn't have, now I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind. God, I wouldn't have no peace, no peace, no peace. But I'm so glad,
and I'm so glad
that I found you,
that I found you.
Amazing God, amazing. Amazing everything. Let me sing with you right here.
Amazing, amazing God, amazing King. Oh, you're an amazing everything.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. I love you, love you, love you, love you. And remember that we have an unchangeable God, an amazing King. Amen. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Grace and peace.